All right. So the second entry in our TV tidbit segment was to just basically recap the series, our reactions to the series of American Crime Story, the assassination of Gianni Versace. So Joey and I, a couple of months ago, had seen 8 out of 9 episodes. We had not seen the finale. Megan, you haven't talked about this on air since you'd seen maybe 2 or 3. So why don't you start with what you thought of this, the finale and of the series on the whole?
Okay. I did not care for this particular season at all. I like its ambition in a lot of ways, and I think that Edgar Ramirez is probably the best, I would say, acting of the season. I think he's really great, and I think that Penelope Cruz does a really good job. But I just feel like it was very uneven, and the choice to show the progression of events, like reverse chronological order, I think kind of made the stakes less at the end. I kept asking myself, what is this about? What is this actually about? Because I think that was one of the things that I think that it didn't really do a great job of filling the audience in. Is it about Andrew Cunanan? Is it about, it's not about really Versace. I thought it was going to be more about Versace, but it's really not. It's just kind of a hodgepodge of stories put together, and it didn't quite work for me. Happy that it's over, to be honest. But I mean, I like a lot of things, and I think Darren Criss, I will say, I think Darren Criss is a good actor, but I think the tonally, the Andrew Cunanan stuff felt like a little more, I kept thinking of, what was the Ryan Murphy show? Nip Tuck. He was doing more like Nip Tuck, and I felt like Edgar Ramirez and Penelope Cruz were doing like their own thing tonally, where it was more like serious, like O.J. Simpson. Whereas Darren Criss was a little Glee-ish for me. I wasn't quite on board with it, but I think this is a career, like this is a turning point for him, and he's going to do better things. But I just felt like tonally they didn't match up to me. It was like Nip Tuck versus the American Crime Story. But that's how I felt. I'm interested to see what you guys feel about it. I'll just say that. That's all I have to say.
So, I could certainly can see what your reaction to it was about and sort of your confusion on it. When Joey and I originally previewed this and we had seen most of the season, I think we did say it isn't about Gianni Versace. It is more about it's not even about, I mean, it's about Andrew Cunanan, but it's about Andrew Cunanan navigating 90s era gay culture, quite a bit, I would argue. I think that's what it's sort of about. Joey, what did you think?
I'm not even quite sure what he, well, you can say more. Go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead, Joey.
I was really with it the entire way a lot of the time. Something that started bothering me when I mean, because I watched the first, there was what, 9 episodes, I think? I had seen, I think, 8 of them, and I watched them so quickly, and that's where my initial impression came from. And I have been watching them, you know, on TV from week to week, just because I wanted to watch it again. Something that bothered me as I was watching it was at the end of every episode, and they might have done this for O.J. Simpson too, but I didn't either see it or let it bug me as much, was the fact that they, at the end of every episode, I think maybe even after the credits, that there was like a statement that was basically we recreated all of these conversations and all of that. Like they had to construct a lot because a lot of it isn't evidence, but this is the story that they're going to tell. That actually started bothering me by the end of the season. And in terms of the finale, I enjoyed the finale because it go back to what felt like more of like a Manhunt season. And I feel like you could really feel through Darren Criss's performance, his desperation. And I thought that was really great, But like some of the stuff got a little too over the top for me in the finale episode, like where he's like watching the funeral and he like kneels down and prays and like starts singing the music. I was like, it's too much. Dial it back.
I thought that too.
And I was just like, there's some of the show, like, I know that Megan and I have talked about how, like, the over-sexualization, well, that's what I was worried about when I heard about the over-sexualization of Andrew Cunanan, because, you know, he killed people. And there's only, like, two instances in the entire season where it kind of bothered me, where it was like, this is my naked body. But, it, like, mainly the parts where he's, like, dancing around in his underwear, and the part where he's, like, you know, getting naked to Skinny Dip before to like 80s or not early 90s music, late 80s music. And I think the sexualization of the character doesn't bother me because he used his body and he used himself a lot because he was such a charismatic person. But those two instances really stuck out to me because like, this is too much. This is too much in the Ryan Murphy wheelhouse, and it's getting a little too, not exploitive, but, you know, it's just like, no, this isn't true to what I think the story is supposed to be.
Yeah, I thought that.
And also, maybe gay men should not be insulted, not by his portrayal, but I feel like gay men should be insulted by the fact that that's how he thinks gay people dance. There, I'm going to say that.
That's well, funny. I liked the finale. I felt like it was kind of... so much of it was like a greatest hits of the series. Cause you know, there's Max Greenfield, there's Judith Light, you know, coming back and just sort of very quickly putting a coda on their stories or bringing them back just to stretch out this last hour. What I ultimately was left with is I don't know what Ryan Murphy and team want us to think about Andrew Cunanan.
Yeah. Because I 100% agree.
He was a murderer. And I can see, I think they do try to explain why they think he assassinated Gianni Versace, but it just, you know, with that sequence where he's sitting there in the houseboat watching the funeral and he's singing along with them, I mean, you know, are we supposed to feel sorry for him? You know, he's alone, he's been abused by his father, allegedly, you know, he's been betrayed by his father. I just didn't feel any sympathy for him.
Yeah.
And I feel like the stuff with, to be honest, I understand why you would want to have, like, why wouldn't you want to bring Judith Light back to your show? Because it's fucking Judith Light and she's amazing. But I felt like the stuff with Judith Light felt a little repetitive to me. And I was wondering, because they kept showing her again and again, and I know that there's a lot of stuff with family and the relationships between showing how she, her character, had a loving relationship with her husband, and Andrew doesn't have that. There's a lot of stuff that shows, like, what family is and what working is that he doesn't have. But I thought even some of the Judith Light stuff was a little unnecessary in the finale, just because it felt a little too, I was like, is this your story? Is this his story? That's the part of the season where I was just like, whose story are you trying to tell? When really they're probably just trying to wrap up and give everybody sort of like a little coda to everything. But I don't think that she needed one.
I don't think she needed one either. But I understand. I thought it was nice to see her too. In between you guys.
You can put Judith Light in. Put Judith Light in every single episode of television ever. Seriously,
I will say the nicest thing I can say about this series is the a random killing episode is one of the best episodes of television of the year so far. I was totally in on that, and I kept asking myself, what does this mean that I find this episode like? I wanted more of that. I wanted more of like the chillingness of the way he killed and like. I felt like that was just such a great episode that told you so much in so such like a little bit of time. And I wanted more of Judith Light. And I just thought her character was the most well-rounded, interesting character on the show. And she was only in one and a half episodes. Like,
right.
But,
but
that is one of the best episodes of the season. I was like, oh, maybe this is turning for me and I'm going to like this. Cause I thought that episode was great, but then I just didn't. And I was heartbroken. I mean, it's it's hard to watch too. The characters die and then see them alive in the next episode. You know, that was, it was interesting, but also like, you know, that there are no stakes anymore. It was just weird. It was a weird decision to go backwards, I think.
And I actually still want to watch it from end to beginning because I want to see what that's like.
I thought about that too when I was watching it.
And one other thing about, I love A Random Killing. Is that the name of the episode?
Yeah.
I also think another really strong episode of the season is the one that focuses on Andrew Cunanan and David Madsen, like, on the run.
Is that the next episode?
I think so. And I really think that Cody Fearn, who plays David Madsen, I think his performance in this is actually very special. And hello to Cody Fearn's people. I'm really going to push him come awards time. So get prepared for my emails.
I would agree. I actually think
I loved him.
This might sound mean, but I think that Darren Criss was, I just feel like he was in a different show than everybody else. And maybe it's because I still identify him as Glee guy, but I just felt like he was doing his own thing. And maybe that was on purpose because, you know, Andrew Cunanan was doing his own thing and in his own world. But I just felt like Cody Fearn was great. And I actually thought he was more, I don't know. I just thought the acting around Darren Criss was on a different wavelength than him. I don't know.
I still really liked him, but you're right. He does giving too. A different performance than everybody else. But I think it's, I think this is, I wonder if you're just being a little bit hard on him because he did come from Glee. I think he's stretched himself quite a bit.
Oh, it could be. It totally 100% could be because I think I did recognize at points like the, you know, the talented Mr. Ripley type of thing. He did totally have that going on. I think what also bothered me though too is just the way that the camera watched him was a lot like focused on his butt and like it just felt a little bit like, oh, he's a pretty boy. And I feel like,
well, he was. He was a pretty
boy, but I don't know, just some of it I felt like I don't know, it was weird.
I feel like I could like write a dissertation about what this is with in terms of like how it fits into gay culture and what that this specific time in like gay history and like how gay people are perceived to straight people after like the AIDS crisis with this.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I think it's such an interesting time capsule of time that's in this series.
And I think that's what they're getting at.
I was just going to say that I think that there's almost too much going on. Like you could have made this like a longer series with the themes. There's so many different themes in it. And I think it's almost like too much. They almost bit off more than they can chew, I guess, in my opinion. But I 100% agree.
So just to wrap this up, because we do want to get to Love and Death, which is an odd segue. Cody Fearn is fantastic. Max Greenfield in a very small performance, but a very powerful one, particularly. I think giving some of the theme of the whole series there with his monologue at the end of the season.
Yeah.
There in that last episode. Of course, Judith Light was fantastic. Finn Wittruck, an actor that I historically really haven't liked. I felt very sorry for him in a lot of his scenes, particularly the one where he was trying to scrape off that tattoo because that would identify him as the man getting illicit head from somebody. Penelope Cruz, even though a lot of people say they couldn't understand a thing she said, I think she felt like she was in a different thing altogether to me.
She did. Everybody felt like they were doing their own, like, and maybe that's also the problem. Everybody had their own story that I wanted to see, and I just felt like, even Antonio, like, Ricky Martin, I could have seen more from, I feel like I didn't get enough of him, that character.
Yeah. That was incredibly sad, and they kind of just leave him there at the end, and he didn't die. I also agree with you guys. Random Killing is my favorite episode, although even though it is incredibly disturbing, the Creator Destroyer episode where they that's the episode dealing with his father, played by John Bryan Sprianis, I don't know how you say it, really difficult to watch, but really a great performance from John as Modesto Cunanan. So,
and Matt Bomer directed that one too.
He did.
Yeah, he did a good job.
He did, very much so. All right.
Yeah,
anything
I
don't want
to be hard on Darren Criss. I feel bad because I do think this is like a turning point for him, and he's going to do like more things. I think it was just maybe just tonally the way they're both going back and forth, but I feel bad now.
You shouldn't. No, it was your reaction. It's okay. I can completely see that.